For sale, iconic European Union statue vandalized so frequently owner has now run out of money. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 5, 2022. The charity which owns the statue celebrating Europe's single currency complains it spends so much money on repairs. It can no longer afford to deliver the anti-racism and pro-Euro education in schools it wants to. The most visible and famous single symbol associated with the Euro single currency, the European project and possibly the European Union itself, is to be sold at auction after its present owners came to find it too much of a burden. Standing outside the one-time headquarters of the European Central Bank in Frankfurt, the 46-foot, 50-ton illuminated Euro sculpture has graced countless news reports about the European Union since it was inaugurated in 2001 as convenient shorthand for the bloc's single greatest project, a single European currency. Yet the statue has been repeatedly vandalized in recent years, to the extent that its owner can no longer afford to keep it in a safe condition, so reports Euronews. Frankfurt-based charity Frankfurter Kulturkomitee, FRKK, who were given the piece by artist Otmar Hurl, is now placing the piece up for sale, with an auction coming in October. The report notes how FRKK have tried to solicit additional funding to help keep the statue up. The European Central Bank has already given 15,000 euros. It is said, have failed and repairs have run down their ability to fulfill the charity's other goals. Euronews reported. FRKK said financing from private sponsors was no longer sufficient for the 50-ton steel sculpture to be kept in a safe condition. They also pointed to increasing vandalism over the last 2 years, which had used up the association's finances, forcing it to curtail other activities aimed at tackling racism and promoting the euro in schools. Why anyone would want to vandalize an artwork celebrating the European Union's single currency, which plunged millions of Europeans in poorer nations in the south of the continent into a spiral of poverty, is obviously a mystery.